To politics at home now, and Katter's Australian Party is fervently anti-gay marriage and it's running hard on the issue in the Queensland election. The party, led by Bob Katter, released a series of ads last night featuring comments from the LNP leader, Campbell Newman, and the Greens leader, Bob Brown, mixed with photos of two shirtless men embracing. Gay rights activists say the advertisements are divisive and offensive and should be withdrawn. They also successfully stole attention away from Labor's official campaign launch. Here's Lindy Kerin.
Katter's Australian Party says the political advertisement is supposed to be confronting.
How well do you really know Campbell Newman? Do you think he'll stand up for your family values?
It features images of two shirtless men holding each other, edited with comments from the LNP leader Campbell Newman.
I support gay marriage. I support gay marriage.
That's right. He supports gay marriage.
But the LNP leader does back gay marriage.
The ad was released in Queensland last night, less than 2 weeks out from the state election. The party's state leader, Aidan McClendon, says it's designed to highlight Campbell Newman's position on a controversial issue.
For the last 8 months now, Campbell Newman has tiptoed on this issue, trying to say to the Ashgrove voters, oh yes, I'm for, you know, gay marriage on one hand, but then of course he gets all the Christian lobby groups in his ear and he addresses them and says another. It's like, well, what do you believe anymore? I mean, I can't think of almost any issue that Campbell Newman has had a solid position on.
It immediately sparked an angry backlash. Brisbane-based gay rights activist Tony Robertson says the advertisement is offensive.
I was stunned. It's just a piece of typical North Queensland country hick promotion for Bob Katter's campaign. It does nothing to add to the election campaign material with key issues about health, education, etc. This is a typical piece of Katter's homophobia. It's got nothing to do with human dignity or family values. I found it a pretty disgusting piece of material. It's the sort of thing we don't need in the campaign.
Marriage equality campaigner Phil Brown agrees and says the ad is homophobic and should be withdrawn.
And like many others, I'll be getting in touch this morning with the Advertising Standards Board and seeing, you know, just where we stand with this, if it can legally be removed.
The Queensland Premier, Anna Bligh, has told RN's Fran Kelly the ad is strange on several fronts.
This ad, I think, is way, way beyond what people would normally expect in a political campaign. It's also quite bizarre, Fran, because while Mr. Newman has publicly said that he supports gay marriage, he and his party have universally opposed it in the parliament, opposed civil unions in the parliament, and he's now promised that he will repeal Labor's civil union laws if he is elected. So it's a very strange attack from the Bob Katter Party, not only very tasteless, but politically very confused.
Aidan McClendon admits his Twitter, email and Facebook accounts have been bombarded with angry responses, but he says the ads will stay and will be run throughout the week.
Lindy Kerin with that report.